This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move further along in the Psalter with Psalms 58 through 60, Break Their Teeth. Deliver me, O God, a refuge in the day of my distress. Give salvation by your right hand, and with God we shall do valiantly. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy on us.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Yeah.
A reading from Ezekiel, chapter 2. And he said to me, Son of man, stand on your feet, and I will speak with you. And as he spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me, and set me on my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. And he said to me, Son of man, I send you to the people of Israel, to nations of rebels who rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. The descendants also are impudent and stubborn. I send you to them, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God. And whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house, they will know that a prophet has been among them. And you, son of man, be not afraid of them, nor be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns are with you, and you sit on scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, for they are a rebellious house. You shall speak my words to them, whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house. But you, son of man, hear what I say to you. Be not rebellious like the rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. And when I looked, behold, a hand was stretched out to me, and behold, a scroll of a book was in it. And he spread it before me, and it had writing on the front and on the back. And there were written on it words of lamentation and mourning and woe. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In God I trust, I will not be afraid. Fitting words from the Psalms, reflecting on today's text. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All Christians are called to be faithful and to give an account of that which we have received, the benefits, the love, the forgiveness, the promise of God. We are reminded of this fact today, as the deaconesses will soon receive their placement. A calling of service, to be sure. A calling of truth and faithfulness in the midst of an unfaithful world. And so, to the deaconesses, the love of the neighbor requires you to speak the truth in love and all faithfulness. And this is true of all of you men here who are students studying for the holy ministry. Just as it's true for all of us pastors who hold this office, all Christians are to be faithful, faithful in the midst of an unfaithful world. Moreover, the world will not treat you fairly, even when you try to love and to serve them. This was clear in the treatment that our Lord received during his ministry. It's clear in the treatment poured out upon all of the martyrs. Likewise, it is clear in the lives of the Old Testament prophets. Our Old Testament today speaks of faithfulness, that is the faithfulness that is required of God's people. The faithfulness of our Lord that is demonstrated today, in which Ezekiel must speak. Those Israelites, they were indeed a rebellious people. That is what sin does. It makes people rebellious to God and all that he would have for us. And yet, each of us here are in various states of rebellion towards God. And so was Ezekiel. He too had a divided mind, but of him we are told, the Spirit entered him and set him up on his feet, and he heard God speaking to him. While Ezekiel was a sinner, with all of his faults and all of his fears and all of his own desires for sin, Ezekiel becomes God's man, God's messenger. And what is his message to be? He said to me, "Son of man, I send you to the people of Israel, to a nation of rebels who have rebelled against me. I send you to them, and you shall say to them, 'Thus says the Lord God.'" Not his own words, not words of the wisdom of the age, but "thus says the Lord God." And it continues, "And whether they hear or refuse to hear, they will know that a prophet has been among them. Be not afraid. Be not afraid of their words, nor dismayed by their looks, for they are a rebellious house." It is true that the house of Israel was a rebellious house, but so too are all of the houses that we will be called to minister. We live in a rebellious world, and we are rebellious people. Sin, it no longer hides its shame, but announces itself with pride. This is the world that pastors, deaconesses, and all Christians are called to address. And so what is it? What is it that God requires Ezekiel to say to this rebellious house of Israel? "And you shall speak my words to them, whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house." Ezekiel is not sent out with his own words. Indeed, his words, apart from that Spirit of God, would also be rebellious words. Christians fall into this trap far too often. Be not rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you, the Word of God. Ezekiel was called to speak on behalf of God. We are called to speak on behalf of our Lord Jesus Christ. Moreover, Ezekiel was told that the people probably wouldn't listen. What do you think? Were the people of Ezekiel's time any different from the people of our time? I think the case could be made that the Israelites were not as rebellious as us. Yes, it's true, they did offer up some of their children as sacrifices to demons. But how does that compare? How does it begin to compare with a world that sacrifices millions of children in the name of freedom of choice? Were they any different from the people of our world today? A world that seeks freedom to not only break God's commandments and deny his word, but too often these days portray evil as even God-pleasing. And yet such things, they should not surprise us. We live in an unbelieving world. The problem is that sin is too often now being portrayed as God-pleasing. Indeed, when Christians call sin good and God-pleasing, they too are a rebellious house. But you, son of man, hear what I say to you. Be not rebellious like that rebellious house. We are called to be different from the world. Why? Because we are no longer of this world. We have been set free in Christ. He has died for us. He is risen for us, and he forgives us. Jesus has sent us out into this world just indeed as he sent out Ezekiel. Not quite the same way, obviously, but nevertheless, he has sent us out. He has sent us to a people who have transgressed against him, and yet still, too often, we too have a desire to please other people, to fit in, and to be liked. Too often we have decided it's better not to upset anyone. Moreover, we justify this to ourselves, that thinking it's better to play it safe, or as some think, that the words don't matter anyways because the people, they won't listen. And yet, what does God say to Ezekiel? And whether they hear or refuse to hear, they will know that a prophet has been among them. Remember that God has told Ezekiel that many of the Israelites would not respond to his message. And this is good for us to hear. None of us can change the hearts or the minds of anyone. Only God can do that. But he does it through his clear, uncompromising, and uncorrupted word. Remember what Ezekiel's message is to be, and you shall speak my words to them. My words. Whether they refuse to hear or to hear. Those words of the law, they destroy our works, and they show our works to be the sins that they are. They direct us to a God-pleasing life. However, it is only the gospel that changes the hearts and the minds. It is the gospel that connects the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus to us. The heart is changed by those powerful words of God and his presence. For he has promised to be in our presence in that word. And yet, with all of this, do not be deceived. Both the word of the law and the word of the gospel will be denied by a rebellious people. Nevertheless, some will hear, just as you have heard, and some will repent, just as you and I live a daily life of repentance. This is the miracle of the word of life brought to a rebellious world. It is the miracle of the word added to water in holy baptism. It is the word added to the bread and the wine of the Lord's holy supper, his body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. And it was only by the word of Jesus that any of the prophets ever were able to speak into the spiritually dead ears of their hearers. Apart from God's word and sacraments applied to God's rebellious people, there would be no hope, none, nothing at all. Before too long, many of you here will be placed as vicars, called as pastors, or as we gather here today, receive placements as deaconesses. The world is an evil place, but we serve in the name of our Lord, written upon our foreheads and upon our hearts, that marked us to be redeemed in Christ. And because of him, we are free. Free to serve, free to love, free to speak God's word openly, clearly, without fear. For what is there to fear in this world? For God is with us, and we are with God. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds with Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
In our prayers, we give thanks for all married couples, especially on this day for Corey and Megan Gabor as they celebrate their 15th wedding anniversary. I cry to you, O Lord. Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with your Holy Spirit.
My mouth is filled with your praise.
And with your glory all day.
Every day I will bless you.
And praise your name forever and ever.
By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
He redeems your life from the pit.
And crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you know we live in the midst of so many dangers, and in our frailty we cannot stand upright. Grant strength and protection to support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Your mercies are new every morning, O Lord Jesus. We thank you for another year of life together for Corey and Megan. We ask you to keep them open to receive always more of your love, that their love for each other may never grow weary, but deepen and grow through every joy and sorrow shared. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you, my
Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Deaconess placements happen periodically throughout the year, and it is, of course, one of my more pleasant tasks as the director of Deaconess Formation to announce them as they occur. So I want to begin, first of all, by thanking Dr. Bennett for his very fine homily and for that call to faithfulness. I also want to, of course, express my appreciation to the placement department and all who continue to contribute to the ongoing process of placement, and especially thank Deaconess Amy Rast, my associate director, for her diligent work in seeking to bring these placements to fruition. And of course, today, as always, we must especially give thanks to God for these calling congregations. And so, as is our habit, we pray today that the Lord blesses our students, these calling congregations, as well as their pastors, as they now together seek to serve the mission of Christ. Today, we have three deaconess placements to announce. These students are not with us this morning, but are watching online, and so we welcome them and certainly rejoice with them as their placements are announced. The placements of our deaconess students are as follows. Leanne Gregoire, Trinity Lutheran Church, Isle, Minnesota, Minnesota North District. Susan Knowles, St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church, Angola, New York, Eastern District. And finally, Cambria Pauls, Messiah Lutheran Church, Marysville, Washington, Pacific Northwest District. So let us conclude then by invoking our Lord's blessing upon these ladies as they now begin their service to the church. The Lord, whose mercies are new to us every morning, be with you and bless you. May his love for the world open your ears and enlighten your eyes to perceive the needs of your neighbor. May his compassion fill your heart, his truth inspire your mind, and his generosity shape your will. May his words proceed from your lips, his holiness guide your feet, and his mercy move your hands, so that the bonds of love may ever be increased in his church. Finally, may the one true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, sanctify you completely, so that your whole life, begun, continued, and ended in him, may be pleasing in his sight. To Christ be all the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you all and your service to the church. Thank you.